Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
The grind is becoming a serious thing because we, right at the bell, were not saved by the bell. We were not saved by Bashaul Tutin. We had Bashaul Tutin going. As I kind of alluded to this, actually, Eric, not really thinking it would come to pass. I kind of just hope we're in the clear by the time the Monday game comes around. So I hope we don't have to rely on Tutin. Well, we did. We needed 4 points, and we got two. So the worst part was, as you know, if you've been listening to this for a while, we play against the median. And sure as shit, we needed to win that game to beat the median. And we did neither. So we are now at 4-6, buddy. And we got hillbillies this week. We'll get into the matchup in our
place.
Theme.
We went from 6th to 10th off of those two losses.
For those counting, 10th out of 12. Yeah, not the greatest. So, well,
7 make the playoffs, though, so that's good.
The good news is there's an extra team making it. The bad news is we got to figure out how to be one of those teams. I'll say this. While 10th place, while 4-6, while obviously not the desired position, I'm still not truly optimally or honestly that worried. We're not where I'd like us to be, but I still feel like we're in a fine position as far as our team goes overall. But I mean, the room for error is just a lot less now, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we'll see how it goes, but.
So we already have AJ Brown play. This is one of those where, you know, he didn't screw us. He basically gave us what, I mean, it was a fine game, right? He went 6 for 80. He got 3 receiving first downs. He basically met his projection. He gave us 14.3. A lot of times the way I look at it going into when I have players on Thursday, it's weird. I feel like the Thursday games in general don't lend to the best fantasy production often. I'm of the mindset that if I end up ahead on Thursday, I'm feeling phenomenal. But honestly, I just don't want to be in a position where I feel like I'm in a super big hole after Thursday games. Definitely not in a hole at this moment. So AJ Brown's already played for us. We now still have Rashid Shaheed and T. Higgins in our wide receiver spot. We have Stafford right now at the quarterback, Josh Jacobs and Kenneth Walker at the two running back spots. We have Chig in at tight end at the moment. We have James Cook, Bashaul Tutin, Matthew Golden, Chase Brown, and Dak to round out our roster. One bonus is that we got Joe Flacco back as a starter now in Cincinnati, right? So I guess we got to take that because Lamar is, you know, in our IR spot. Also, we got Antonio Gibson in the IR spot now, so we're looking pretty full, you know, relative to where we once were. We are 1 week away as well. One more sitting out week for Rashee Rice to get him back. I think that's the big reason why I feel, you know, more optimism coming up soon.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like we can make the 7 spot if, you know, once we get Rice back and Lamar back. I think that's when we'll be fine.
Yep, with you. So, yeah, so Rashee coming back should be, I mean, well, not should be. It is big news for our team considering, you know, what our flex options have been at times. This week, I will say as well, is the 1 week, which is fantastic in the way of we don't have any buys that are relevant. So our roster feels a little more whole. Is there any decisions that we need to talk about? I need to get through here. The one that I kind of imagine that we do is going to be Janu and Chig, but is there any other ones you want to discuss?
Yeah, I think we could have the conversation on Tutin too. Like
100%.
He screwed us royally last week, and we might have a couple other options we could throw in there.
I'm with you. Tutin is 100% discussion worthy. It's kind of crazy right now, right, when you think about it. Now, I'm not saying that we had this opportunity, but a lot of times for Dynasty gamers, there was a decision to be made between a Tutin and a Cam Scadabo who we just watched go for 3 touchdowns and fucking is potentially putting Tyrone Tracy, you know, into irrelevancy. Right. While Bashaul Tutin is just getting extremely minimal work. You know, I have plenty of shares of both, but it's just an interesting conundrum. I'm with you. He definitely is a conversation of not playing. I don't even care how bad your team is. Like, he's not a lot consideration at all for any team. Chig, let's do the one that we basically have to have every week. They're both playing. Chig versus Janu here.
Chig's been playing better. I mean, like, Janu can't even get over 30 yards, man. Like, no. I think I'd just stick with Chig, to be honest with you.
I'm with you. I prefer to have Chig out there right now. Janu's – here's what I'll say. Janu's really hard to trust. My only – not that we should play him now. What I'm looking for, though, is there was that week versus Minnesota, he was notably banged up. He plays 25% of the snaps, right?
Yep.
Is off the bye this week coming up. Does he get a really healthy snap share? And does, you know, Mr. Arthur Smith try to get him to be a focal point? Is kind of what I'm looking for moving forward. If that kind of does come to fruition, I think we can have more of a conversation. Right now, with what I know, I'm pretty much as gross as it is and just leaving Chig in there because he's kind of getting all the work, at least. Yeah. So, all right, let's talk Tootin, though. Who are the players that we need to discuss with Tootin at the moment?
So I think you could have maybe Bam Knight,
mm-hmm.
if you think he can get going. Ray McLeod hasn't been doing it, so I'm not in on him. Bateman has been so poopy, the poopiest of poopy. No thanks.
Yeah, and I think honestly, dude, to me,
Sean Tucker was really disappointing last week.
I'm with
you.
He was
in our lineup too.
Yeah. So here's the thing: Shoddy B goes for nothing, right? Shoddy B went zero. Sean Tucker was super minimal. And then Tootin gave us two, right? So, like, we had three spots that gave us almost nothing. And that was what sunk us in that game. Here's where I'm at, honestly. Bateman, to me, is very hard to trust, especially without Lamar in the moment, right? Like, I can't see putting him in at the moment without Lamar, personally. I'm honestly of the mindset that I don't think it's crazy to put Janu in that flex spot.
No, but let me give you my guy that I want to put.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's scroll down to our taxi. We pull Tez Johnson off, and we put Tez Johnson in.
Okay, let's talk about it. So he has actually been
finally had a game last week.
He did.
Four targets, four catches, 59 yards. Yep. Godwin's out. Evans is out. I think Tez Johnson is going to be starting in three receiver sets.
I'm with you. It's funny you already went there because I was going to say, here's where I'm at. Well, I think with the empty bench spot and with our current roster, we could definitely pull him off. Mm-hmm. I'm very much of the mindset that it was going to be Janu or Tez. I don't think, honestly, the other guys on our bench, I want to believe in Sean Tucker. I got to see it. I can't put him out there until I see it. So, to me, it's one of those two guys. If we wanted to potentially not disrupt, you know, what our bench looks like, I would say play Janu. But if you want to put in Tez, I don't have a problem with it. I think Tez showed well. I think both of these guys right now are skeptical. I'm skeptical of what their snap share is going to be. So I'm comfortable either way. The tight end premium in our format is exactly what, I guess, is the other thing. Because it feels like it's pretty juiced, right?
1.75.
So that's a pretty decent premium. So
I mean, I'm okay with Janu. I'm okay with Tez. I just think...
I'm with you.
I mean,
those are the two.
Tez actually had a game last week, so maybe. I don't know.
All right. I'll tell you what, buddy.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think I think I just took him off the taxi. And I think I'm gonna ride with my guy. I'm gonna ride with E. You ended up we drafted this team together, but I remember Tez was a guy, you're like, let's take a shot on Tez, and listen, we took a shot on him. He's got a chance to be in the lineup, and I said we put him in for Bayshaw, man. I think that flex spot this week with all of our guys off bye back is the only one worth discussing other than the tight end. Here's what I was going to say as well. Another note, while we are 4-6 now, 10th in the league. The Joe Flacco
news. We do have a claim in, so I'm going to throw Ollie Gordon on our taxi for now so I can get that claim to get that free guy in our roster. So
that's perfect.
I was explaining to you. Yep.
Okay. So Eric's going to lock that in. And what I was going to say is another reason for optimism, even though we're, listen, not optimally ranked or record. If Joe, I think there's a lot of news and noise and what people think about this situation. I think Flacco's an upgrade from Browning, period. if you're not overly excited about it, I get it, okay? I get it either way. But I think he's a veteran that does have a big arm, and this is a guy that still can sling the ball around. Is it going to be perfect? Is it going to be without, you know, errors? No. But there's weapons there. And I think this is going to help push the ball downfield and open up the offense a little bit, even if it's not a great offense, which I think is big for Chase Brown. I think while we got Flacco back, I think that's more just depth there. I think Chase Brown has the potential. And T. Higgins. That's what I was going to say. Because, frankly, those two guys and the Cincy offense have been massive reasons why our team is not, you know, where we were hoping it would be in the startup. So, right. I think there's a potential for Chase Brown, not to resurge to where he was, but a little bit of a resurgence for him. And the same thing with T. Higgins. And, listen, that's big news for us. So, and if you kind of can envision this, right, granted, now this is, you know, knock on wood, needing guys to stay healthy. But if you're telling me this was our roster with Rashi instead of Tez, I mean, yeah, listen, like we're having a much different conversation.
And Lamar. We're missing Lamar and Rashi.
I didn't even say Lamar. That's the best part. Even with Lamar out, right? Even with Lamar out, you give me Dak and Stafford here, I think we're in a very good position. Unfortunately, our roster has not left us in the position with our record to be in that great of a position. So we need to make up some ground.
Yeah, a lot of our backups just haven't hit yet. So
no, definitely not. And speaking of that, making up ground, listen, we got to start this week. So let's go over our matchup and get into the matchups. Or was there anything else you wanted to cover before we do matchups?
No, this is a big matchup for this week. Hillbillies is 6-4. He's in fifth place. We need the two wins here. So we got it. I mean, we can go 1-1. I'd be fine with that too. But
yeah,
we really need to get to two wins.
Right. I think the biggest thing is we've got to, at least to your point of 1-1, I think it's pretty crucial for us to at least get one here, because 4-8 is a much bigger hole to get out of. Not saying you can't get out of it, but 4-8 becomes a tall order.
You got to score every week.
Yep. If we're at, you know, 5-7, listen, with Rashi back, I think there's still plenty of reason not to panic. Sure. So 1-1, I think, is essential. 2-0 would be big. We have Matt Stafford. The one thing is also as well, there's a lot of matchups that I really like this week, Eric, for our team. Now, not all of them, but a lot of them I do. First of all, if you've been seeing how Baltimore's defense is just banged up as could be, their team in general is. At Baltimore is about as good of a matchup, I feel like, as you could have for Stafford. Also, Jacobs against the Cincy defense, absolutely love those first two at the top. We have then Kenneth Walker's at Jacksonville. Rashid Shaheed is at home for New Orleans versus New England. T. Higgins, and we have Chase Brown, obviously, as well. Those guys are at Green Bay. A.J. Brown's already played. Chig is at Vegas. James Cook is at Atlanta. Tez Johnson's playing Frisco at home. And then Dak Prescott at Carolina, another matchup that I kind of like. So that's our team here. One thing is, listen, you never like seeing when you have to go against Josh Allen and fucking Drake May as the super flex and quarterback options here. That's a tough order.
Yeah, that one's tough. But, I mean, he's got Judkins and Trayvon. I mean, Judkins has been killing it.
Sure has been. He's been – dude, Judkins, honestly, this is what I was this is my take on Judkins. He, at the moment, feels like about as sure thing of a floor running back as you could have, with also, in my personal opinion, pop week upside as well. Because when you look at those touches, man, you're telling me a guy getting 20 touches on the ground. Some of these weeks he's getting like 25 touches. The touchdowns are bound to come, even if Cleveland's not that good. So,
well, we could beat the Steelers tomorrow. If we can run the ball and Gabriel just doesn't turn the ball over, we could definitely win that game tomorrow.
Conservative game can beat the Steelers, no question. It's going to come down to probably turnovers in that game. The rest of his team, we got Waddle versus the Chargers. We've got Khalil Shakir at Atlanta, and as well as Josh Palmer.
So he's got two guys to pair with his Josh Allen, which makes sense.
Sure. Yeah, you go for the big stack plays. Jake Ferguson. Listen, Jake Ferguson, I'd imagine, I don't know where he went. I was going to get ready to say this. Jake Ferguson at the moment feels like one of the steals of the draft, honestly, in a heavy tight end premium, which this is maybe not heavy, but it's worthwhile. Let's go.
Yeah, the injuries help.
14th, Eric, this is a 14th round fucking startup pick this offseason.
Yeah.
This dude is projected for more points than any skill player we have. I want you to think about that for a second.
Yeah.
That is a fucking gem pick. Congratulations on that pick, Hillbillies. That, I mean, he's been playing outrageous ball.
Tight end, and
when you look at Ferguson,
tight end two.
The thing about it is, right, you typically with a Dallas tight end, Dak Prescott, we know the connection he has to tight ends. You go back to, you know, the days of Dalton Schultz and, you know, so on and so forth. But the big thing here is a lot of times to me, this tight end position with Dak would be a guy that's touchdown dependent. Listen, the touchdown upside exists, but 12, 14, 7, and 9 targets, respectively, these last several weeks, and CD still having this injury. This is a fucking walking problem is what it is for, you know, fantasy. So he's great player. He's got Kenneth Gainwell in the lineup versus the Browns. RJ Harvey. Yep. Theo Johnson has already played. He had 6.3. Mason Taylor, who's been coming along really nicely of late as well, speaking of targets. And Drake May. Listen, his team has some holes and has some really, really high upside players. So definitely not sleeping on him and definitely has the potential to be a problem for us this week.
Yeah, it's 52-48 matchup, so it's a coin flip.
100%. And I'm looking, and clearly he has the most optimal roster. And personally, in my opinion, he's got Mac Jones and Bryce Young, but you're not going to play those guys over the quarterbacks he has. All the other roster spots he has down here, they're not going to be starters ahead of what he has in the lineup. So that's pretty much locked and loaded for our week tomorrow, man.
Yep.
I was going to say, actually, do we have any? Yes, we do. Oh, man. We got James Cook, but man, it's going to probably come down to Monday nights, and you know what Monday night's all about with James Cook, Khalil Shakir, Josh Palmer, and fucking Josh Allen all playing, man.
Yep. Yeah, we'll see how it goes, but I'm confident in our team. So
am I. It's just, you know, it'll be one of those potential nail biters. Let's go ahead and walk through the other matchups, and we'll get you guys out of here, man. Gimme Locks is trying to do his best to lock up 101. looks like he's going to do that. He's at 1-10 at the moment. So he's 1-1 against the median. Chillwell looks to get a pretty easy dub here. Projected to win by 30-something, but, you know, probably not worth going over that matchup. Next one here, we've got Super Buff Cherry, which is shit-talking Metro, which, by the way, we almost didn't cover this. We made a trade with shit-talking Metro. Reminds me to go take a look at this because he sent us a 27th second for DJ Giddens. We had some trade talks here, and honestly, Eric, we were really close on making a deal. I'm personally okay, and I kind of don't mind the situation we have now with Rashi coming back next week. And if Chase Brown can have a resurgence, we were looking at possibly trading him away. If he has a decent week this week and the offense looks better, perfectly okay with not trading him away.
Yeah, I mean, he's got Taylor, so he wanted the backup just in case. So
100% get it, being precautionary. So his team now has Jaden Daniels, Jonathan Taylor, Alvin Kamara, JSN, Egbuka, Roma Dunze, Dallas Goedert. By the way, hell of a start, Dallas Goedert is probably going to end up being tight end one for the year after this fucking week, man. I mean, absolutely insane, this guy's fucking pace right now. Yeah. Insane. Zay Flowers, Kroski Merritt, Juwan Jennings, Tonjes, and Tua is the roster for currently in the lineup for Shit Talking Metro. On the opposite side, we have Jalen Hurts already in for 23. We got Michael Carter, Tajay Spears, Tet McMillan, Chris Olave, Josh Downs, Evan Ingram, Zach Ertz, Darren Waller, AJ Barner, hitting you with the quad fucking tight end stack, my guy. Four of them right in a row. Keon Coleman and Caleb Williams to round out for Fresh Grub. This is 5-5 and 6-4.
Yeah, big tight underdog.
Dude, we got tight matchups as far as the records, though, across this whole league, man, when you look at it. While we were in 10th, obviously. So we got Tim H. And Brad 304. Listen, this is a 2-point projection matchup.
Yeah,
really tight,
but
game.
It's gonna change here because Kyler's not gonna play and he don't have another quarter.
Oh, is Kyler, is that I know it was not trending Mitchell.
Yeah,
it was
Jacoby's
not trending well, but he couldn't. You think it's a lock that he's gonna miss?
It's already been reported by Schefter. Yeah.
Oh, has it really? Okay.
Yeah, so he's got Kyler and Godwin in his lineup, so those are two guys he's got to get out.
Interesting. I have a team where I have I'm gonna have to put Flacco in for Kyler then. Let's just see then. So what would that leave him? This means Goff's gonna go into his super flex or his quarterback.
He's gonna go two guys, and that's a bunch of IR guys.
Dontavian Wicks. So Dontavian Wicks probably goes in.
Yeah, he's gonna play Wicks and Josh Reynolds unless he picks somebody up off of waivers.
Yep. So that will change that matchup quite a bit. We got Kendre Scott. I mean, the good news is he got Scottabo's performance already in the books. He's got Chase. He's got Dobbs. Oh, Godwin's already in his lineup out too, man. This is crazy.
Yeah. So he's got to get him out.
Yep. Trey McBride, Tucker Kraft, Tyler Allgeier, Stephon Diggs, Malik Washington. So still some moves needed to be made in the roster for Tim H. On the opposite side here, Brad definitely got to be thankful about some of that injury breaking for him, because Cam Scadabo went for 33 on his head on Thursday, while Barkley only went for 9. So he's got Gibbs, Aaron Rodgers. He's already has Barkley in there. Davante Adams, Isaiah Bond, Cortland Sutton. We got Hunter Long, Michael Mayer, Sam Laporta, Bijan Robinson, Jacoby Myers, and Geno Smith for this matchup here. That's a kind of wait and see, but check out that morning of to see who he puts in the lineup. We got Castle Black at 7-3, the number 2 in the league, projected for a big number. His team's looking fucking tough, I'll just tell you the truth, versus Zach Willard. About a 20-point advantage to Castle Black at the moment. Real quickly, Bo Nix, Kyren Williams, Javonte Williams, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, J-Mo, Juwan Johnson. We got J.K. Dobbins. Rico Doddle has been it's going to be interesting to see, especially with Chuba out again, man, if he could be as dominant as he was. First, Dallas defense has been fucking cheese, Swiss cheese. Travis Etienne, Rashad White, and Jordan Love to round out his roster. Really nice. It's a really good team, man. Patrick Mahomes, Pacheco, Montgomery, Hollywood, Pollard, Kyle Pitts. Xavier Worthy's doubtful, so he's probably going to need to pull him out as well.
Oh, when did that just change? I thought he was fine.
I saw that maybe...
Look at his thing. It says he has no injury designation, will play on Sunday night, Worthy ready to face Lions week 6.
Oh, well, maybe it's a misrepresented tag?
I think so.
Yeah, they may have his tag wrong then. I just saw doubtful on Sleeper when I looked at it about an hour or two ago then.
Yeah, I'm going to look up the news real quick and just see if maybe I missed something here.
Okay. Marv, I'll keep going while you do that. Let me know when you're ready on that one. Marv Harrison, we got DK, we got Derrick Henry, Charbonnet, and Baker in for Willard. So definitely with what he needs in his lineup, a big one for him is with Xavier Worthy if he's going to play or not. Hopefully it's just a wrong tag.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything on that. So
okay, so we're thinking that's just a...
That's
incorrect tag of Worthy. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Sleeper being Sleeper.
Okay, Sleeper fucking up the money. So we got last matchup here. CM Frank in the first spot, 7-3, versus Team Rippin, 3-7, number 11. Although at the moment, Rippin projected to win by 9 in a tightly contested affair, potentially. So we have Justin Herbert, Devon Achane, Ramondre Stevenson, Puka Nacua, George Pickens, Wandale Robinson, Dalton Kincaid, David Njoku, Hunter Henry, Luther Burden in the lineup, as well as Ryan Flournoy and Penix as the super flex option. Opposite side, we have Justin Fields and Rattler as his two quarterbacks at the moment. We have Christian McCaffrey and Jalen Warren in at the running back spot. Three receivers are Debo, Garrett Wilson, Drake London, Travis Kelce, and Otten in for his first flex, DeAndre Swift, Quentin Johnson, and Mark Andrews. So that one looks to be a really tightly contested game. 20 points already for Wandale Robinson is definitely a huge start for Rippin, though.
Hell yeah. That's a big one for sure.
Fucking huge one, buddy. Well, listen, there's a couple games that don't, project to be all that meaningful or, tightly contested. But I think at least, over half of the matchups are looking to be high-scoring affairs with some implications on the line. So we will see how it looks. And buddy, I'll tell you this, man. I think we're both in agreement. Got to be 1-1. We need 1-1 at minimum. It would be huge to go 2-0. And we're, everyone's off a bye. So you got to feel as good as you can about that for our lineup.
Yeah, just no more major injuries, please. Like, can we just stop with that shit?
Knock on wood, because I don't think there's many people out there that don't disagree with that sentiment. I got teams left and right, it feels like, that are just really hobbling along right now, only week six, buddy. You know?
I'll tell you, Matt, after week five, like, or making lineups for week five with all those injuries and buys, like, usually, you know, you get that, like, you're just worn out and from the season and everything. I got that in week five this year. I'm like, this is going to be a long season.
Yeah, normally that's like a December, late November, December feeling, you know?
Yeah, it's that's like around the Thanksgiving, right? Christmas stuff. Yeah, you're like, man, this thing's dragging. Yeah. But believe it or not, next week, week seven, that's halfway of our fantasy regular season. We got seven more weeks after that and then the playoffs. So
definitely, man.
We're already about halfway, man.
Yeah. You know, listen, a lot of times, too, in any matchup, things could break your way and not break your way. Last week, they did not break our way. So this week, fantasy gods, we need you to help break something our way. Sorry, hillbillies. This is desperate times for us. Because honestly, if we go 0-2, Eric, I wouldn't say that we blow it up. I think we're still in a position with our team that's going to be a good team that we have to still try to make the playoffs. But it just, if you're at 4-8, right, you're just sitting there with no room for error. You got to go 1-1 and 2-0 basically the rest of the year to get into the playoffs, frankly, even with seven teams in. So we don't want to have our backs against the wall going into next week just yet if we can.
Right.
So the grind is on. The grind is definitely really high right now. We will see you back here, same time, same place, next week to report our team, Eric and I's grind, as well as the rest of the league. We're out of here. Peace.
That's it.